Worldwide, overfishing is a huge problem. Jacqueline Savitz, vice president of the conservation group Oceana, says the populations of big fish like halibut have dropped 90%, but the fish can rebound when their habitats are protected.
We actually see fish stocks coming back and getting to levels where they're sustainable so that we can continue to live off the interest, if you will, and not fish down the principal. But we also have a problem with illegal fishing. It's about a $23 billion industry globally.
Now there's a new tool for people who want to prevent illegal fishing, Global Fishing Watch. It's a free, web-based, interactive map of the world's traceable commercial fishing activity, dating back to January 2012. It's based off information gathered from vessels' automatic identification systems, or AIS. The boats broadcast a signal, including their location, who they are, and where they're headed. Not all boats have to use AIS. Currently, the International Maritime Organization only requires it for large vessels, like big ocean-going cargo ships and certain vessels on international voyages. While AIS technology has been around for a while, this is the first time all of its information is publicly available. As ocean traffic increases, Jacqueline Savitz hopes Global Fishing Watch will increase accountability. She points to Alaska's waters as an example.
There's a lot of change happening up there with the change in climate and potential new shipping routes through the Arctic and through the Bering Straits. And there are going to be areas that are being protected. How are we going to know if they're really being protected?
And that's what this project hopes to do. But fisherman Roger Rowland doesn't like the idea that everyone can track his vessel. He wants to protect his fishing hotspots.
My salmon fishery, I don't want people knowing where I am. And since I'm not legally required to have it, I turn it off.
Rowland owns a 58-foot seiner based in Unalaska. Because his boat is small, he isn't required to constantly run AIS. Even though Rowland likes his secrecy, he thinks Global Fishing Watch could be helpful for certain fisheries.
When I'm pot cod fishing, I do have legal areas where I cannot go. It's not about fishing there. My boat cannot go inside a ring around a sea lion rookery. And so this is good for that. Nobody's sneaking in there because somebody's watching.
John Amos is the president of SkyTruth, a nonprofit that uses technology to highlight what's happening in the environment. He says even though fishermen like Rowland might not want to be tracked, there's a benefit for people who play by the rules.
People care about where and how their food is being produced. Here's an opportunity for fishing vessel captains to create a personal relationship with their consumers at the seafood market or at the restaurant table and say, look, we are the good guys, and we're going to show you.
There will always be fishermen who turn off their AIS, but Amos believes Global Fishing Watch will help crack down on the amount of unregulated and unreported fishing and empower individuals who want to monitor patches of ocean they care about. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.